Welcome to Words That Move, your companion on your journey to unlock your full potential, achieve your dreams, and become the best version of yourself through motivational speeches, personal stories, and practical tips. We're here to fuel your ambition and remind you that the power to create your reality lies within. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Greatness, it's just something we made up. Somehow we've come to believe that greatness is a gift, reserved for a chosen few, for prodigies, for superstars. And the rest of us can only stand by watching. Greatness is no more unique to us than breathing. We're all capable of it. All of us.
See, a lot of people go to work every day miserable, and all they do is just talk about how miserable they are. But they don't do anything about it. You know that you're deliberately operating below your potential. You've gotten comfortable. You stop expanding, you stop stretching, you stop challenging yourself. It's hard living. Life is hard. So most people don't use their imaginations. Most people don't dream anymore. Why? Because through the conditioning process of life, after so many rejections, see, you know what you can do. You know what you have done, and you also have seen what has been done by others in your environment and by others in your circumstances. Then you look at where you want to go, and what most people do, they do that which they feel they know that can work because they've already done it or they've seen it done. And so they allow their negative history to determine the possibilities for them. And so when they run into a roadblock, even if they have something beyond their comfort zone, when they run into a roadblock, something happens to them. Most people allow life to control them and their circumstances. Look into the future. What is it you want? What is it you'd like to create for you? You want to make your dream come true, you got to stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you want to go. This is not going to be it for my life. I deserve more than this. See, that will start making you do some stuff.
All right, I'm one day better than I was yesterday. And that's how we have to look at life. That's how we have to look at these situations. And eventually, you'll stop feeling the way that you feel right now. And because of the actions that you're taking, by the time that you stop feeling, because here's the thing, if you did nothing, if you just continue to like live and you did nothing, all right, you will eventually get over this because time cures the painful wounds. Think of every hard thing you've ever been through. When enough time passes, it gets easier to deal with. It may not permanently go away, but it gets small. It gets real small in the rear view. And occasionally you'll be upset about it, but most of the time you kind of don't even think about it. The point is this, when that time comes, when the time comes where this huge event to you right now is very small in the rearview mirror, do you want to be in a better place than you are right now, or do you want to be in a worse place than you are right now? Because here's the thing, time is going to pass, and time will help heal the wound.
Real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work. A real man, when coach ain't even watching, he's studying film on his own. Cause he loves the process. If you will be a champion, if you will be a beast, you're gonna have to go through something. Ain't nobody gonna hand you nothing. Ain't nobody gonna hand you no championship. Ain't nobody gonna hand you no title.
Here, there's no such thing as a weekend. This is an everyday gig. Every day is a Monday. And you might not like that. Me? I love it. To me, every day is a beginning. A new day, a new week, a new shot at life.
I prefer negative visualization, which is, what if I keep doing what I'm currently doing for the next 10 years? What will my life look like then? That usually takes my current pain and then just magnifies it. And then that allows me to get my action threshold high enough that it goes over the edge so that I can take that first move. And so if you know what the inputs outputs are of what you need to do, and you figure out whatever fuel you've got, not the one you wish you had, but the one you've got, and you use that To do the first input, you cross the line. You're in the game.
A quote that has helped me immeasurably is a boy and a horse are in the woods. And a boy says to the horse, I can't see a way through. And the horse says, can you see your next step? And a boy says, yeah. And the horse says, then just take that. All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed. With each step, you will get closer to that. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary. It's necessary that you have it, that you work on it, that you develop yourself, that you go for what is yours in the universe. The major key to your reaching your dream, your living up to your greatness, your making your contribution, to your making things happen in your life, is you. But you've got to take personal responsibility to make it happen.
If you break, the fight is just beginning. And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, covered, and you're covered in blood and sweat and dirt and filth as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, you will see that in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain.
Life is difficult. Somehow people seem to believe that life is supposed to be easy. This is particularly a problem in America today. We expect a smooth, easy road to success. We expect our lives to be hassle-free. We expect the government to solve our problems. We expect to get the prize without having to pay the price. That is not reality. Life is hard. In life's greatest lessons, Hal Urban writes, "Once we accept the fact that life is hard, we begin to grow. We begin to understand that every problem is also an opportunity. It is then that we dig down and discover what we're made of. We begin to accept the challenges of life. Instead of letting our hardships defeat us, we welcome them as a test of character. We use them as a means of rising to the occasion. At the same time, we need to understand that society bombards us daily with messages that are quite the opposite. To begin with, technology has provided us with push-button living. We can open the garage door, cook dinner, wash the dishes, record our favorite TV program, and pay our bills by simply pushing the right buttons. In addition, we're told over and over that there's a quick and easy way to do just about everything. Within just the past few days, I've read or heard that you can lose 100 pounds, learn to speak a foreign language fluently, become a hot new radio personality, get a contractor's license, and make $1 million in real estate. You can do all of these in a matter of days and with little or no effort. And pigs can fly. Those ads are all around us because the people in advertising and marketing have a good understanding of human behavior. They know that most people don't accept life as hard and will continue to look for the quick and easy way instead. There is no quick and easy way. Nothing worth having in life comes without effort. That is why psychiatrist M. Scott Peck begins his book, The Road Less Traveled, with the words, "Life is difficult." He wants to set the stage for everything else he communicates in the book. If we don't understand and accept the truth that life is difficult, then we set ourselves up for failure and we won't learn. Life is difficult for everyone. Even if we are willing to concede that life is difficult for most people, deep down inside, many of us secretly hope somehow that this truth won't apply to us. I'm sorry to say it isn't so. No one escapes life's problems, failures, and losses. If we are to make progress, we must do so through life's difficulties. Or as poet Ralph Waldo Emerson stated it, the walking of man is falling forwards. Life isn't easy and it isn't fair. I've had unfair things happen to me. I bet you have too. I've made mistakes, made a fool of myself, hurt people I've loved, and experienced crushing disappointments. I bet you have too. We cannot avoid life's difficulties. We shouldn't even try. Why? Because the people who succeed in life don't try to escape pain, loss, or unfairness. They just learn to face those things, accept them, and move ahead in the face of them. That's my goal. It should also be yours. Life is more difficult for some than it is for others. The playing field is not level. You may have faced more and greater difficulties in life than I have. You may have faced fewer. Your life right now may feel like clear sailing, or it may feel like rough waters. And comparing our lives to others ultimately isn't that productive. Life isn't fair, and we shouldn't expect it to be. The sooner we face that reality, the better we are going to be at facing whatever is coming toward us. Don't make life harder for yourself. Your life is probably plenty difficult already. The reality is that you will have to deal with those difficulties already, no matter what. One of the keys to winning is to not make things even harder for yourself, which is, unfortunately, what many people seem to do. People who respond correctly to adversity realize that their response to a challenge is what impacts the outcome. They accept and acknowledge the reality of their situation and then act accordingly. I didn't find that to be easy at first. My natural optimism tends to make me want to ignore a crisis and hope it will go away. That doesn't work. Wishing isn't solving. Denying a problem only makes it worse. So does getting angry and yelling or taking it out on loved ones. I had to learn to say to myself, this is the way it is. I have a problem. If I want to solve it, I need to take action. What is the best solution? When you have a challenge, you can turn lemons into lemonade or you can let them sour your whole life. It's your choice. Facing reality, maintaining a confident sense of expectation, and performing at your best may not be easy, but it is possible. And it does make a huge difference in your life. It sets you up to learn, to grow, and to succeed.
Most people like the idea of being exceptional, but not enough to do what it takes to get there. This is true for most domains of competence. For instance, everybody says that they want to be slim, healthy, attractive, and rich, but few people are willing to do what it takes to attain those things, which suggests that they don't really want those things as much as they say or think. Typically, when we say we want something, we actually just mean that we want to have it, but with no implicit assumption that we're willing to do any work to get there. In reality, wanting something should equate with being prepared to take the necessary steps to achieve it. If you are serious about your goals, then you will do whatever it takes to attain them. Your confidence is secondary. What matters is the desire you have to attempt to achieve them. Indeed, without the will to improve, there is no chance of accomplishing anything, and with enough willpower, it is possible to overcome most challenges. The advantage is yours. You are in pole position. As you continue on this journey, be sure to use your low confidence as a potent weapon. It enables you to make a realistic assessment of your competence, keeping any delusions and self-enhancement in check. It helps you prepare for negative events, preventing failure, and it ensures that you come across as humble to others, which will make you more likable. Remember that most people lack this weapon. You can never be too aware of your weaknesses. As we know now, being aware of them is a major strength, while being aware only of your strengths, or erroneously thinking that you are better than average, will sooner or later turn into a weakness. Regardless of the underlying reasons for your low confidence, it is clear that you want to improve, or at least you want to stop feeling that you lack competence. That's why low confidence is such a powerful weapon. Even in the unlikely event that it does not alter your perceived incompetence, it will still drive positive change. It is noteworthy in this respect that both low and high confidence disrupt the confidence-competence cycle, but only low confidence does so for your benefit. When your confidence is high, you will tend to decrease effort to gain competence, unless you do nothing at all, implying stagnation and recession, which are not much better options anyway. When it is low, you will be driven to increase your efforts to accomplish competence. In simple terms, the less confident you feel, the more you will be itching to improve, unless you don't care about your confidence. If you do care and your low confidence is bugging you, then you really have no excuse. As we've seen, Low confidence is the essential fuel for gaining competence because it increases preparation, the key ingredient for any competence gains. If your low confidence is health-related, then preparation means becoming a healthier person. If your low confidence relates to romantic relationships, then preparation implies becoming a more eligible partner. If you lack confidence in your ability to deal with people, then preparation means refining your people skills. And if your low confidence applies to your career, then preparation refers to enhancing your employability. There it is, in a nutshell. In brief, so long as you have the necessary motivation to improve, not only before, but also after you gain competence, you will be able to earn and deserve your confidence without distorting your beliefs or trying to go against your nature. Even if you don't change your confidence levels, society will benefit. Your lack of confidence is a much-needed antidote to the common incompetent confidence that rules our world. So long as you remain unconfident, there will be undiluted life on our planet. And in any event, try not to envy people who are confident. Instead, make every effort to identify genuine competence manifestations in others, regardless of their confidence.
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that subscribe button and follow us for more episodes of Words.Move.